Hey guys, it's me, Mrs. Hempel, back with our fourth and final episode of our four-part series, Dear Student, Love Your Teacher. We took a little break to bring our last episode that we did with the kids to you last week because we really wanted to hear their angelic voices and to give you the message of why we do podcasts. Now, keep in mind, it was taped before the COVID-19 outbreak, but our reason for doing podcasts remains the same: to change the world to be a better place. Now, it's been almost a month since we teachers have last seen our students, and man, this feels long. But we have to keep up our hope and our joy. Before I get to the last group of teachers, I want to challenge all of you at home to make a joy list. We all know that our student leadership team loves Rachel Hollis. So here are a few things we learned from her. List 10 things that bring you the most happiness in your life, even before we were all quarantined. I know I did this with my kids, and it brought us a lot of joy just coming up with ideas. Doing it with the family is a really neat craft idea. Now, I know that some of the things on the joy list are not things that you may be able to do right now, things like traveling or camping. But what parts of those things brought you joy, and could you do a version of those things at home with your family? For example, on my joy list, I loved camping and hanging out by the fire with my family. Well, of course, we can't really go camping now or have a bonfire, but we could do a version of that. If the weather is good and you have a gas fireplace, head outside for a mini bonfire. Or you can stay inside, and if you have a fireplace, turn it on and have a little fire right by the fireplace. If you don't have a fireplace, there's that really cool holiday fire log that's on your TV. Turn that on and set up a tent and have an indoor camp. I know it's not the same, but I promise you it will be fun. Next, take that joy list and schedule it into your days. Make time to be happy and have fun. Another really good piece of advice that I learned is that you have two choices in this really weird time. Number one, you can look at a problem like it is a problem that will never be solved. Or number two, you can look at a problem like there is a solution. Remember, everything is figure-outable, and we humans have the power to step back, take a deep breath, and start to figure out our next step. Hang in there, everyone. All right, back to our teachers.
Hey all, this is Mr. Ford coming to you from the podcast. I just wanted to say how much I love you guys and miss you, and just wanted to end off with a few jokes. Number one, what did the big flower say to the little flower? Hi, bud. And secondly, I just want you guys to take this one to heart because I know there's going to be a lot of big feelings about the germs. Why are frogs always happy? Because they eat whatever bugs them. I just want to say that I miss you guys and can't wait to see you. Bye for now.
Hey, Mrs. G. Sure miss seeing you. What have you been doing to keep busy?
Well, Madame B., I've been busy every day. I'm getting out for exercise by walking my dog, and I've been trying new recipes. And I've been keeping in touch with my family and friends by Zoom, email, or phone calls. What about you?
I've been getting outside, too. And I've been playing lots of games, doing puzzles, and I even bought a coloring book.
Wow, good for you. Hope you all have been keeping busy, getting outside, and enjoying some family time.
We sure miss all our Ecole Good Shepherd kiddos, and a special shout out to Mrs. Scalia's and Mrs. Lloyd's grade ones.
Remember to be kind to each other. Love and miss you all.
This message is from Mr. Lenvoy, our phys ed teacher. Hi, boys and girls of Good Shepherd. We, your teachers, are missing you so much. The gym is a very strange place right now. It is not supposed to be as quiet as it has been the last few weeks. My ears and body are thanking me for the rest, but my heart is sad to not be playing games and seeing all the smiling faces and hearts pumping so hard in the gym. I trust that each one of you is finding time to stay active. Use this time to not only stay active, but also to focus on another aspect of your health, like healthy eating, better sleep, mindfulness, etc. Please check out the health and wellness website that other PE teachers and I have been working very hard on. You will find many new games you can play with your family at home and give you ideas to improve your health during this time. Special thanks to all those grade 6 students who had been practicing so hard for our grade 6 basketball tournament. It's a shame that we won't be able to compete in our tournament, but you have gained many skills, and now you have the ability to play the game of basketball anytime you want for the rest of your life. Thank you for all of your hard work. Boys and girls of EGSS, stay safe, eat healthy snacks, say I love you to those important people in your life. Try not to drive your parents too crazy, wash your hands often, and be active. Sincerely, Mr. Lenvoy.
Welcome to Holy Week. It's having a little weird Holy Week here where there are no religious celebrations in the school, or we can't even go to church. So take a little bit of time to think about Jesus this week as we get ready for the resurrection and death of Jesus. Our birthdays this week, happy birthday to Jacob, Hayde, Rory, Sunny, Victoria, Ava, Lauren, Nora, Jacob, and Sophie. We hope you all have fabulous birthdays this week and have a fabulous Easter holidays as well. Hey, Good Shepherd. It's that time of the year when we announce all of our birthdays over the break. We're about to start our Easter break, so celebrating birthdays between April 10th and April 18th, we have the following people: Jaden, Melinda, Darwin, Darius, Alexandra, Natalia, Zoe, Holland, Amelia, Ben, Evangeline, Clayton, Michael, Catherine, Cassandra, Abigail, May, Gail, Bianca, Eric, and last but definitely not least, Julian. We hope you guys have an awesome Easter break. And for all you guys celebrating birthdays, I hope you can still make it special, even with all this social distancing. But know that we're thinking about you, and we hope you have fabulous birthdays.
Finally, I want to take time to do a shout out to our student leadership team called Even If You Miss. You guys, I really, really miss you. I want you to know just how much you have inspired me, the students, and the listeners with your inspirational messages, your recess clubs, the podcasts, the student staff pop-ups, and the joy you brought to our school every day. Thank you for being so strong and for always showing up for all of us as role models and mentors. I am truly honored to have had the time to learn from you this year. And hopefully we still have some time left this year before you head to junior high. Fingers crossed. But remember, keep that faith, love, and hope in junior high too. Even though you're all at home during this quarantine, now more than ever is the time to put all of your messages into practice. Inspire, be strong, work on your time management, breathe, be responsible with your technology, find joy, work hard, and be there for each other, your family, and keep spreading the message of hope. Remember, you are my world changers. We are in this together, and never forget that I am behind you 100% of the way. Thank you for all that you have taught me this year and for starting up a legacy that will change the world. To my Even If You Miss leadership team, stack positive thoughts, think solution over problem, contribute and grow, lean on your faith, and never forget how much you have changed the world already. Nothing happens without mindset and the story and the words that you speak. Believe in hope. Well, that is it for our four-part series from our teachers. We do plan on keeping this podcast going, but of course, it will look a little different until we get our student leaders back. I know you are all staying strong and healthy. Please take care, everyone, and stay tuned for more episodes coming your way.
Au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, Amen. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et qu'il te protège.
Que le Seigneur fasse briller son visage sur toi et qu'il t'accorde sa grâce.
Que le Seigneur veille sur toi et t'accorde la paix.
Au nom du Père, et du Fils, et du Saint-Esprit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.